Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is heading to space. Bezos says he'll be on board the company's Blue Origin when it launches its first flight, space flight, carrying people next month. Ed, what are the details?
Yeah, so Blue Origin has done 15 consecutive test flights, but none of them have had actual human beings on them. And this flight will carry humans. It will carry Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark Bezos, but also one other passenger. And that seat is reserved for whoever is the highest bidder in an auction. Right now, the highest bid is $2.8 million. There have been 6,000 bids from 143 different countries. And what they're going to do in the middle of June is have a final day of live auctioning. So while it's at $2.8 million right now for that third seat, we think the number will go up. And then it sounds simple, but it's a little 11-minute hop into low Earth orbit. That's how long the trip takes to go up and back down in the new Shepard shuttle. The booster rocket carries you up. It separates from the capsule. The capsule goes into the low Earth orbit, gives you a few minutes of experience in space, and then falls back down to Earth safely with a parachute. Sounds simple, doesn't it?
Is there a window? I mean, I'm wondering what the experience will be. Will they be able to see stuff?
This is the number one question. What Blue Origin say is that the capsule they've designed has the, quote, biggest windows in space. I'm not sure how much of a feature that is to have the biggest window in space. But imagine, for example, a tent, a big meditation room with six windows around the outside, much like an airplane seat next to a window. The seats are tilted back and they face upward at an angle. So it's completely autonomous. There are no controls within the capsule. There's no sort of user interface. You just lay back in your seat, fastly secured, and stare out of the window and experience that kind of twinkle of the stars for just a few moments.
And does it look like a shuttle? I mean, what is the device? What does it look like?
Well, if you're familiar with SpaceX and their Crew Dragon or Dragon capsule, it's very similar to that. It's basically a stubby cone shape, which sits on top of a rocket booster, which is the new Shepard rocket that Blue Origin has been working on. It's not very large. It's enough to accommodate a maximum, as I say, of six passengers. We think there will only be three on this particular mission, and it's very basic. There are life support systems, there are handles to hold on to, so when you're experiencing weightlessness or without gravity, you can kind of keep yourself sturdy, but there are no sort of complicated bells and whistles. It's all about safety and life support in the event of an emergency.
What are they going to do with the money?
So all of this goes towards the foundation that the Blue Origin is a partner with. It is, in essence, a rich man's sport, space exploration. If you think about it, you have Blue Origin, who are owned by Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos has been pumping basically $1 billion a year into this startup. Now he personally is reaping the rewards with his brother. But the kind of numbers we're talking about, you can see how expensive it is to get into space. So they're billing this as sort of a charity exercise. But they're not the only ones, right? You have Virgin Galactic and Richard Branson. Richard Branson is supposed to be the first human test pilot for Virgin Galactic's low Earth orbit experience later this summer. And then you have SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk. He will not be the first non-astronaut or basically civilian passenger for SpaceX. They're giving that to the CEO of Shift4 Payments, who's a massive space enthusiast, but in the fourth quarter of this year. But it's certainly a rich man's game, no matter how you slice it.
Elon Musk likes to tweet. Has he said anything about Jeff Bezos?
He has in the past, but not about this. So there are two occasions that Elon Musk has said that Jeff Bezos is a copycat. The first was when Blue Origin was considering a satellite-based space internet, very similar to what SpaceX is doing with Starlink. And then when Amazon bought Zoox, which is a Bay Area self-driving company. You and I have discussed them in the past. Elon tweeted again that Jeff Bezos was a copycat because he was trying to do the robo-taxi thing just like Elon is doing. You know, they've exchanged some barbs in the past. And you have to remember that away from the space tourism angle, the billionaires in space angle, SpaceX and Blue Origin are direct competitors for NASA contracts, both to service the International Space Station, but also to land a lunar lander on the moon. Now, SpaceX won that contract at the end of April to do that sometime in 2024, but Blue Origin were unhappy with that decision and they've actually appealed it. So there's definitely some tension there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.